This episode is brought to you by Spotify Green Room. Download the Green Room app and find one of our Locked On rooms.
You are Locked On Yankees, your daily New York Yankees podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
You are listening to the Locked On Yankees podcast, which is part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day. My name is Stacey Gottsoulias, and I'm the host of Locked On Yankees. I'm a baseball writer turned podcast host, and you may have read my work at places like Baseball Prospectus, the Hardball Times, Sporting News, and the ESPN Sweet Spot blog. You can find us on Twitter at Locked On Yankees. You can find me on Twitter at Stace Gotts. We're also on Instagram at Locked On Yankees, and I'm in the Spotify green room at Stace Gotts. If you're a new listener, hello and welcome. If you're a returning listener, welcome back. I hope you all enjoyed today's episode. Even though it'll just be me complaining about last night's game and how horrible it was, it won't just be that, I'm just kidding, but I do have to recap last night's game and go through all the ugliness. I'll be talking about that. I'll be talking about Cleveland's name change, because that was breaking news this morning. There's some trades in the AL East that'll be affecting the Yankees. Of course, the Yankees haven't done anything yet, but if they do, I'll have that for you, but I doubt that's going to happen. And more, but first, you can get Locked On Yankees and all other Locked On podcasts straight to your phone in Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Odyssey, Spotify, Stitcher, or anywhere else you get your podcasts. And when you get into your car, you can tell your smart device to play podcast Locked On Yankees. Do I really want to rehash last night's game? I know I promised I would in my post-game video last night, but I really don't. I didn't even want to shoot that, but I had to. I was afraid I was going to start cursing because, well, here's the thing. I'm used to the Yankees losing in stupid ways, but I think last night was the absolute worst way for them to lose. It was just so stupid and ridiculous and so 2021 Yankees. It's like they're trying to one-up themselves when it comes to blowing games. Four wild pitches in an inning? Hello? And what was Aaron Boone doing? Honestly, what was he doing? Why did Gleyber Torres have to call a mound meeting? I don't understand. What's happening? Is he just like coasting through this because he feels like he's going to be fired at the end of the year? Does anyone else feel like he's going to be fired at the end of the year, no matter what they do? Even if they make the playoffs, he's going to be fired, and I think he thinks that, and he just doesn't care? What the hell? Why would you leave that guy in? Why would you not warm someone up sooner? I don't understand. I really don't understand. I mean, let's not even blame just Brooks Kreisky, because it wouldn't have gotten to that point if it wasn't for Chad Green essing the bed. See, I said my only curse was going to be earlier in the game. Earlier in the show. See? My brain. I really don't get it. That was an ugly game all around. You know, Boston fans were crowing last night after they won. It's like, yeah, you won because a third-rate reliever threw a bunch of wild pitches. You barely won. Oh, and that's the other thing about the extra innings last night. Neither team got an actual hit. And they scored three runs between them. It's ridiculous. I hate that extra inning rule. And I hate it even if it benefits the Yankees. It's so stupid. The 10th inning is too soon for that nonsense. Do it in the 12th. It's ridiculous. But last night's game was just, awful. Jordan Montgomery looked good. Yankees actually scored a run for him for the first time since June. That's nice. But everything else, I mean, the Yankees, I don't know what they can do. I don't know who they can give away, who they can get. I'm usually bad at that stuff, and I admit it, but they have to do something if they're going to try and stay in this. And you know what? Here's the other thing. The Yankees were 9-3 in their last 12 games coming into last night, and people were reacting as if it were the opposite. You know what I'm saying? They had won four games in a row heading into this game. And yes, it was an ugly loss. And yes, it was a stupid loss. And yes, we had to sit through that horribleness until almost midnight. But people are overreacting. I think it's because this season has been so odd for the Yankees. Because their losses never feel like regular losses. Their losses are always these colossal collapses. bullpen blowups. You know, they lose in the dumbest ways possible. And I think that's why people overreact. If it was just a regular, oh, they lost a game 3-1, you know, oh well, kind of a loss, it wouldn't be a big deal. But it feels like their losses, especially against teams like the Red Sox and the Astros and the Rays, always feel like they're just so much worse than they actually are. They're amplified because of the opponent. They're amplified because it's the Yankees collapsing like a little league team. You know what I mean? I don't know if I'm explaining this right, but that's how I feel. I feel people overreact to these types of losses because, as I said, 9-3 in their last 12, 1-4 in a row. They won two series, one heading into the All-Star break against the Astros, one coming out against the Red Sox. Those were big deals. They really were. And then people are reacting as if they were heading into this game having lost 4 in a row. And it was just a continuation of their horribleness. And that's not what it was. And if we're being honest, last night's game would have been a lot different if the Yankees were at full strength. They would have had Jonathan Loaisiga, Nestor Cortez, Wandy Peralta. The bullpen would have looked a lot different. They would have had Aaron Judge in the lineup. Gio Urshela. They would have had Kyle Higashioka, although I don't think he would have played. But it just would have been a lot different. So stop reacting as if the regular Yankees team lost this game the way they did. That's not the case. As I slap my leg really loud. Sorry. I'm emotional. Oh, and don't think of this as me saying you can't get angry about last night's game. I was angry about last night's game. It's the overreaction to last night's game. That's what I'm saying, if that makes sense. In a moment, I'll have more thoughts about last night's game, if you can call it that. But first, did you know the Built Bar has many delicious flavors and that there's something for everyone? When you talk to a Built Bar fan, they're definitely passionate about their faves. Me, mint brownie. I say it all the time. It's fantastic. But if you don't know the rest of the Built Bar flavors, here you go. Coconut. Cherry Barcia, raspberry, double chocolate, salted caramel, strawberry, orange, cookies and cream, German chocolate. You can get a mixed box where you get two of each of the 9 flavors, and then you figure out what your favorite is, and you just keep ordering that one. Or maybe you have more than one favorite, which isn't really the definition of the word, but I digress. Go to built.com and use our promo code LOCKED15, and you'll get 15% off your order. Built Bar is the official protein bar of the U.S. track and field team, which is pretty cool. Built Bars are high in protein, low in calories, low in sugar. They're healthy, they taste good, so you might as well get one. Use our promo code LOCKED15 for 15% off at BuiltBar.com. After last night's game, Jordan Montgomery said that he was sick to his stomach over the loss. Me too! I think every Yankee fan felt the same way, Jordan. And I do have to give it up to Brooks Kreske for having that kind of an outing and being able to talk to the media about it. I wouldn't have been able to do that. I would have been so embarrassed. I would have probably stuffed myself into a duffel bag and begged someone to sneak me out of Fenway Park without anyone knowing. So I will give him that. He was accountable, and the Yankees sent him down to Scranton with good reason. Fix your stuff, dude. Because that is just, he set a record for most wild pitches in an extra inning. It was the first time in Major League Baseball history that that happened in an extra inning. It wasn't the first time it happened in an inning. I think there were 4 other pitchers who had that happen. And I believe Phil Niekro was one of them. But wow, that was just, whew, what a meltdown. And again, what was Aaron Boone doing? What, I don't understand. Just, what? And what was even funnier is that the Red Sox were on the verge of winning the game, and the beat writer started tweeting, oh, Justin Wilson is up throwing, so is Aroldis Chapman. Where were they after the second wild pitch? Like, what are you doing? I just don't get it. It's just so frustrating to watch. I feel like there are a few games now that you can blame Aaron Boone. This not necessarily, because Chad Green really, he was the culprit. He was the one that gave up the tying runs in the ninth and ruin the game, because at that point you knew that the Yankees weren't going to win. But there are some decisions that Aaron Boone has made during 2021 that has really not helped the Yankees. And I kind of wish I can go through all the games and figure out how many he had a direct hand in losing. Because it's not always his fault, but there are so many times that he makes moves that turn into bad decisions that then turn into bad Yankee losses. Does that make sense? If anyone wants to do that for me, because there are other people who are way better at researching things than I am, if someone would like to do that, it might be difficult though. But I'm just interested in finding out how many losses he actually has a hand in this season. And again, who knows? Maybe he knows he's going to be fired at the end of the year and he's just sitting there going, all right, whatever. He would never admit that. But there are sometimes during games where you're thinking, hello, is he awake? And then they show him on TV and you know he's awake. But is he actually awake or is he just standing there with his eyes open, chewing his gum? Maybe he learned how to fall asleep that way. So let's talk about the good aspects from last night's game. As in the Yankees using small ball to score and small ball to pull ahead until the bullpen blew it. It's nice to see guys stealing bases. DJ LeMahieu stole a base. It's good to see guys hitting sack bunts and driving guys over. That's something that they don't normally do. And it would have been, that would have been the story of the game. The Yankees use small ball to win. Their brand of baseball has changed a bit because of the COVID stuff. Yeah, because all these young guys are trying to, you know, leave their mark on the team. Not so much Rob Brantley and Brooks Kreisky after the 10th inning, but the guys in the lineup, they're trying to do something. That's always nice to see. And can Rougie Odor show Tyler Wade how to bunt? I had my little Tyler Wade bunting rant yesterday on the show, in case you didn't hear it. I was just mentioning the fact that Tyler Wade is the perfect player to have bunt. He should bunt to get on base because he's speedy. But if there's someone on third or someone on second you want to move over, you should bunt instead of popping them in the air or striking out. That's happened before. Tyler Wade is the kind of player you would expect to bunt and you would think would know how to bunt, and he doesn't. Like I said yesterday, you're not expecting Tyler Wade to hit 440-foot home runs. You're not even expecting him to hit 360-feet home runs. Just get on base, dude. Practice bunting. Just do it. Rougie will help you. Giancarlo Stanton, when he's not hitting bombs, he's hitting bloop hits to put the Yankees ahead in games. That was a funny hit last night. You know, the Sox were kind of playing him deep, which is understandable because it's Giancarlo Stanton. But yeah, that was an amusing hit. That would have been a big story of the game, too, if the bullpen hadn't blown it. And I feel like, oh, there was a stat about the Yankees blowing. This is their worst season for losses by the bullpen since 1979. And I think they've been tracking that since 1974. That was the tweet I saw. I think it was Sarah Langs that did it. Yeah, just this is just such an odd, I keep saying it's odd, but it is. It's an odd season. You know, people were expecting the bullpen to be good. And as I said, the bullpen would have been different last night if not for the COVID outbreak on the Yankees. They were missing Peralta. They were missing Loáisiga. Loáisiga is a big piece for the Yankees. He's doing really well. He is a strong bullpen piece. You know, Luis Sessa did a nice job last night. And that was also funny to see. People Monday night quarterbacking and saying, oh, they should have kept Sessa in. Okay. When they brought Sessa out, people were worried he was going to blow it. And then Chad Green blows it, because that's just the way the season has gone for the Yankees. The guys you don't expect to blow things are blowing things, and the guys you expect to suck aren't sucking. That's just what's happening. And that's what makes this season so frustrating. And how are these guys going to be after being in quarantine for a while? I know they said that you could expect to see Loaiza, Cortez, and Peralta, I believe, this weekend. But you won't see Judge and Higashioka until Tampa. And that series starts on Tuesday. They have the off day, travel day, so they'll go down to Tampa. So, you know, the bullpen will be bolstered a bit when those guys come back, thank goodness. But the lineup really needs Aaron Judge. Sure, the small ball stuff is good, but the Yankees need Aaron Judge in the number two spot in the lineup. That's a big hole without him. In a moment, I will preview tonight's matchup between Gerrit Cole and Eduardo Rodriguez. But first, BetOnline is the fastest and easiest way to bet on all your sports action. Baseball season is in full swing, and you can track all the action at BetOnline. Get all the latest news, odds, and info for all your sporting needs, including MLB, NBA, NHL, and all your UFC MMA action. Before the next pitch, head over to BetOnline on your laptop or mobile device and check out all the great sporting news, sign-up bonuses, and contest information. Don't sit on the sidelines anymore, as this is your chance to get into the game as baseball teams make their trades and prep for the playoffs. We're getting there. We're, you know, it's almost August. We're getting down to the wire here. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today and receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Just use our promo code LOCKEDON. BetOnline, your online sportsbook experts. So tonight's matchup, Gerrit Cole against Eduardo Rodriguez. Gerrit Cole had a strong outing last time against the Red Sox compared to the previous time against the Red Sox in Fenway. Let's hope he doesn't repeat his last game in Fenway because, oh, that was bad. I mean, it started off with a home run and then just got worse from there. He pitched six innings because that's all the game was, struck out 11. It was a very good performance by him, and he's been looking better of late. Eduardo Rodriguez pitched against the Yankees a week ago tonight. He threw 5 2/3, only gave up 2 hits, did not give up a run, walked 2, struck out 8. That was the game the Red Sox won 4-0. So it'll be interesting to see. Well, first it'll be interesting to see what the lineup is tonight for the Yankees. And then it'll be interesting to see if they can hit this guy. Because sometimes they can and sometimes they can't. Let's hope it's a can situation. I believe this game will be on MLB Network along with the obvious local stations for Boston and New York. It's a PIX game tonight, not a YES game, just in case you didn't know that. But then again, if you put on YES and there isn't a Yankee game, you pretty much know to put on Channel 11. So there was breaking news this morning. The Cleveland baseball team has changed their name from, I'm not even going to say it, we all know what it used to be, but now they will be known as the Cleveland Guardians. This name change has, well, a lot of people wondering about why they're going to be called the Guardians. If you're from Cleveland, you know why. If you're not from Cleveland and you don't know why, this is the reason. There are statues in Cleveland called the Guardians. They're Art Deco statues. The Hope Bridge has a couple of them right outside of, oh, what's it called? It's not, is it Progressive Field still? Right? Yeah, because it used to be the, right? It used to be the Jake, now it's Progressive. Okay. I always get confused with all the stadium name changes. That's why I like Dodger Stadium and Wrigley and Yankee Stadium and Fenway, because they don't change their names and they don't let corporate things take over. Anyway, that's why they chose Guardians. I know a lot of people wanted to see spiders. That would have been cool. But, you know, a lot of people have arachnophobia. Could be scary for kids. Could be scary for adults who don't like spiders. You know, there were other names people were joking about, like the Cleveland Rocks. But I don't think you could have Rocks and Rockies, even though they're in different leagues. You know what I mean? I don't know. That wouldn't have worked. When I first saw it, I was wondering why they picked it and thought, Then when I found out the reason why they picked it, because of those statues all around Cleveland, then I realized, wow, that's actually pretty cool. So, yeah, that was the big news this morning, at least. The Rays traded Rich Hill to the Mets. That's an interesting development. Good for the Yankees, because they can't ever hit Rich Hill, and now he's on the Mets, and they don't have to worry about him. At least not seeing him regularly. And then the Rays also traded for Nelson Cruz, which is going to be a problem for the Yankees. I can see it now. He'll be another one of those annoying guys that hits like a walk-off home run against Chad Green in Tropicana Field. So that's not a good thing for the Yankees. I don't know what the Yankees can do. I know a lot of people are throwing around trade scenarios, and some of them are very outlandish. And, you know, some people are claiming the Yankees have no one to trade. That's not entirely true. They have people to trade. Some people need to look up some stuff because the Yankees do have pieces they can trade. I don't know if they'll trade them. I don't know what Brian Cashman has up his sleeve. I'm assuming he has something because he did say they were going to be buyers and not sellers. They're still within striking distance, honestly. I know it feels like they're way behind the Red Sox, and they are at this point, but there's still so much baseball left and so many things can happen. Baseball is a very strange sport. You never know what's going to happen. Then again, nothing can happen. Maybe the Yankees just stay this far behind the Red Sox this entire time and never catch up and never win the wild card and are out of the playoffs. That's kind of the beauty and the agony of watching baseball, when you think about it. And the Yankees aren't the only team with bullpen issues. The Dodgers. Kenley Jansen blew two saves in a row against the Giants. See, that's another... It's always more magnified when it's against the rival. I feel like if Kenley Jansen did this against the Cubs, yes, it would have been a big deal because it's Kenley Jansen doing this, but the fact that it's against the Giants are in first in the NL West still. This feels like a carryover from 2020, that this isn't really 2021. It's actually an even year and we just don't realize it, and that the even year bullshit is back for the Giants, but I digress. Kenley Jansen gave up four runs to the Giants in the ninth inning. The Dodgers were up 3-1. They lost 5-3. It happened at Dodger Stadium. It happened against their biggest rival. It happened against their biggest rival, who's in first place right now, ahead of them by two and a half games. So, yeah, that was bad. You know, Jansen was booed because it was two blown saves in a row, again, against the rival. It's always more magnified when it's against your rival. If he did this against the Rockies, it wouldn't be that big a deal. Although, I don't think he would do that against the Rockies. The Rockies aren't good. So, yeah, Yankee fans, you're not the only ones having fits watching your bullpen. So, here's something amusing to end the show. The DSL New York Yankees, two. So, I guess they have two teams down in the Dominican Leagues. Played the DSL Mariners yesterday. And lost 22-21. That's not even the funniest number or numbers. The DSL Mariners scored 22 runs on 15 hits, made 8 errors. 8! The Yankees, 21 runs on 13 hits, 6 errors. Wow. So Seattle scored 6 in the second, 1 in the third, 1 in the fifth, 2 in the 7th, 6 in the 9th, 6 in the 10th. The Yankees scored 2 in the 1st, 1 in the 2nd, 1 in the 3rd, 4 in the 5th, 2 in the 6th, 3 in the 7th, 3 in the 9th, 5 in the 10th. They almost tied it again. That is just wow. Yeah, that's oh. Not only that, if I'm remembering correctly, because I saw a tweet last night, that game lasted 6 hours. 35 minutes, something crazy like that. Rob Manfred must have been twitching. So to recap, the Yankees lose, in just awful fashion last night in Fenway Park. Tonight we have Gerrit Cole against Eduardo Rodriguez. Hopefully he can right the ship. Cleveland changes their name. Rich Hill is out of the AL East. Kenley Jansen is having issues, and Yankee fans are looking from afar and thinking, yeah, I get it. And the DSL Yankees, too, lost a game 22-21. So that's it for this episode of Locked On Yankees, which is part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day. I'd like to remind you that you can listen to the show in Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Odyssey, Spotify, Stitcher, or anywhere else you get your podcasts. And when you get into your car, you can tell your smart device to play podcast Locked On Today. Get all the sports news you need in under 20 minutes with the Locked On Today podcast. Host Peter Bukowski updates you on the latest news in every major sport with the help of our local experts. Follow the Locked On Today podcast on the Odyssey app or wherever you get podcasts. One more thing, if you could be so kind, please rate the podcast and spread the word about this podcast to your fellow Yankee fans. We would really appreciate it. Enjoy your weekend, and I will talk to you all on Monday.